And welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug, your wife just left the room, and I swear I heard her say, "Do you want McDonald's for breakfast?" Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, what did you choose for breakfast?
She only knows how to order like one thing, and it's McDonald's. If I don't do it, that's all we got.
Wait, so she knows how to order only one thing. Is that only because of the fact that that's the only one thing she wants?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know.
It's girls only want one thing, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's McDonald's. It's gross.
She sits there and opens the app, and it automatically always defaults to McDonald's, so she feels like the ordering app. That's it. That's all there is. That's all there is.
What I think it is, I think it's by Sunday morning. We've just given up.
Fair enough.
So, because it's been like a pretty consistent Sunday morning thing where it's just like, well, we're gonna order food. Like, we need to do food. Fuck. Normally, we haven't gotten our groceries yet. We've already gotten our groceries because we were worried about the weather yesterday.
Yeah.
But we normally get them. We're running out of stuff. So we would have gotten them yesterday. We got them Friday evening instead. But like, so normally we don't have food right now. Like, we haven't bought anything. Like, normally we go get our groceries after we record. Mm-hmm. But I think just this one, it's just habit. So it's just like, fuck it, just get, what do you want? I don't know. McDonald's, I guess. Sometimes we'll do Fuzzies. We'll get like Fuzzies breakfast food.
Too.
That means she's trying to feed the kids also. If it's McDonald's, it means the kids want something.
That's fair. Listen, McDonald's, I don't know what it is about McDonald's breakfast, but it always leaves me feeling gross and heavy. Like, I love it, and I will stuff my face every time when it's offered. But that's the only fast food place that I'll go to that I will feel like my stomach will be just not agree with it and be like, man, why? Oh, yeah.
It makes me shit so fast. It's like, I'm always like, okay, you know, it's in the morning. Like, maybe I haven't had my morning movement yet or whatever. And like, so my body's just making room, but I also feel like it's just the amount of like grease and stuff that enters your body that your body's just like, get this the fuck out, get it out. And so it's just like, I'll be like, I'm enjoying this sausage breakfast burrito from McDonald's. And the next thing I know, I'm like, oh no, tum-tums.
I knew when I worked when I was still doing retail at the Stop for Games, my morning routine would be before I opened the store, I'd go in with McDonald's. And I knew because of how fast that stuff goes through you that if I didn't drop a deuce by open, we're fucked because I was working alone till like one. So like it was, you had to like, like you said, it just cleans you right out.
It's so weird. I'm surprised that they like, they're doing this whole like new menu hack.
The menu hacks.
I'm surprised they haven't done a breakfast Big Mac.
They have a one of their breakfast hack menu items is it's a McGriddle, but with, and I think it's like sausage and a hash brown in between.
And it's just, damn. I mean, it sounds great and all, but I was like, I really like that hash brown on its own.
Yeah.
I guess you could always just order another.
It's a young man's game. We can't do that at our age, guys. Come on.
Do what? Hash browns?
No, I mean like having like that kind of like setup, that hack menu, like all that stuff.
Well,
like,
some of it's dumb. Some of it is very dumb. The land shark. Yeah, the land by air and by sea one or whatever, which that stirs something inside of me because it's part of like my Scottish family motto, by land or by sea, not the air part. We didn't give a fuck about that. But you look at that menu and you're like, oh, I'm not going to fucking eat that. That will kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a McGriddle with a hash brown in the middle, like that, I mean, I'm eating all that anyways.
That's true.
I don't eat McGriddles, but
Now that's all that I want.
That's true.
I'm gonna go look right now.
Hello, DoorDash.
So
let's see.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe okay. Do you think it's the sandwiches that leave you feeling blah, or do you think it's the the hash browns?
I think it might be the hash brown
because it is. It's almost like it's soft, but I feel like the softness comes from the grease. Like, I feel like it's just all grease inside, yeah. And that's what's making you feel like crap.
I also have a hash brown McMuffin. So it's a McMuffin, and then with an added hash brown on it. That's so fucking lazy. This menu hacks. It's not a hack. That's just that. What that is like that. This is a stoner menu, is really what this is. Like, this is them. It's them like 10 years late trying to compete with Jack in the Boxes, like their night. The munchy box things.
Except the stoner that they hired to do the menu is like a youth pastor. He's like, I bet these heathens will love this menu. Here, how about this? We'll just throw a bunch of patties on, because like that ain't stoner shit. If you're gonna do stoner shit, you're gonna pour cheddar and bacon on everything.
I guess I don't know, but just the putting a hash brown on a thing, like it's not a hack though either. I mean, it's lazy.
Yeah,
it's someone who's just trying to, like, people do that already. People already put like French fries on their burgers and shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not, I don't know. There's other places already, other restaurants and stuff that already put hash browns on their breakfast sandwiches. It's not a hack. They're hacks. They're lazy. McDonald's, you're lazy.
They're a different kind of hack,
but it's working. Yeah. I would argue it's working because we're talking about it and we have talked about it. So it's brought them up into the conversation and been like, man, maybe I do want some Mickey D's.
Have you ordered any of the menu hacks?
Fuck no.
Fuck no. I can't imagine anyone's actually doing that.
I saw that. Listen, I like putting French fries on my burger sometimes. That's always fun. Or even potato chips.
I like potato chips on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I like the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos on a sandwich.
I like calling the potato chips when I put the potato chips on. I go, all right, just add in some lettuce to my sandwich here.
This is my vegetable.
It's my vegetable. And then people go, you're unhealthy.
and you like kind of look at yourself and then look at them and look back at yourself and look at them and go, but what was your first clue?
What gave it away?
Oh shit. Was it not my thin frame?
Yeah. You don't like my beach bod?
I put the dad in dad bod. Oh baby, look at these moves. Oh, it hurts. Oh god. I gotta stretch before doing that stuff. Fuck man, that's that McDonald's menu. you know where my family went when we recorded Saga last night?
They went without
to,
you?
They went to, what? Did you say Ohio?
No, I said they went without you?
Yeah, they went to OC Burger, and then they tried to come back and talk to me about, oh, maybe we should go back to OC Burger and get those giant breakfast burritos in the morning.
The one all the way over by your old place?
Mm-hmm.
That's almost as big of a slap in the face. Like, yeah, we went to Stevie's. You'd be like, what? Stevie's closes at 2. What the fuck? How'd y'all go to Stevie's when I was at Saga at 7 p.m. last night? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, we know the owners, and we went, and they opened it up just for us. Yeah. It's a shame you couldn't be there with us. Like, that's about as big of a slap in the face. Like, you'd be like, maybe we shouldn't have moved.
Private party.
Dude, Maybe we should have just stayed in that house. I've realized since we've moved that we just do not have the same food options anymore. And I have driven down there it is a 30-minute drive to go get some food, and I still do it because of how good the food is down there.
You were saying last night you picked up some Panda before we recorded Saga. You were saying that, like, man, the Panda by us sucks. Like, the Panda over here is so much better. Mm-hmm. And granted, even if from your old house to there would still be like a 30-minute drive to get that Panda. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if I don't know. I can only imagine.
What's the difference in commute? I'm sorry, with your new house compared to the old house with Saga?
Oh, it is. It adds maybe. Actually, it's the same drive. Even though it's further away, I have quicker access to highways. And so jumping on the highway takes just as much time from the old house. Because the old house, I'd have to go down all the way down 377, which has lights and everything like that. And so that itself is like a 15-minute drive.
Just to get to the highway. Yeah. And then once you're on the highway, it's like a 20-minute drive.
So yeah, so it's the same. It's essentially the same distance.
Kevin, you know, you've been to his house. You've been to his house and driven.
Well, I've been to his old house, but not his house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The old house. So you know that drive. When we say like all those lights and stuff, you know what we're talking about. Like,
because it took forever to get to the highway.
It would take almost as long to do the part with like the lights as it would just getting on the highway and driving there. Yeah. It's like when you get to that, you're like, all right, you're like, I'm close. Like, like by proximity, I'm like, wait, I'm almost there, but it's still like, but I'm halfway there just in time.
Yeah. So that kind of traffic.
That was the sucky part of the old house, was that I was nowhere near a highway. The new house, near a highway, but no food options. Now, they are building a whole bunch of new retail and restaurant thingy-majiggies, but who knows what's going to go in there. All I want... God, I just want some good food, man. I just want some good food. It makes me... I'm so sad now.
Our McDonald's is already here. That was fucking fast.
Oh, my God. Will you eat it in front of us so we can live vicariously through you?
Mm. Sure. And then when I have to take a break to go shit.
You can stream it from there, too, so we can live right there.
But you know, I promise you probably won't.
Put it in the Saga Patreon. Shit.
Yeah, put it in the Saga. We've already had sex on there. So
hey, we should talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up. You should, because that's awesome. What you guys
think? We recorded a session last night. We haven't recorded since November, just because the December was a crazy month for everybody with like holiday parties and the Christmas and all that stuff. And then January came around and everyone got COVID. so that kind of threw that out the window. And then now like everyone's going on vacations and shit. So we finally found a weekend that we could record. And we recently launched, Saga has its own Patreon. We launched a Discord server for right now. It's just for the patron people. And I post a lot of shit over there, like the stuff I'm working on. I've streamed edits, like while I'm working on the episodes, I've streamed over there doing that. So people can kind of get a look at what actually goes into editing. But last night while we recorded, we streamed the session on the Discord. They could see the maps, the table, like the table on the table, the animations, and then they got to listen to us, Katie was asking me this morning. She was like, "How was the session last night?" And I was like, "Oh my god, it was fucking chaotic." I was like, "It was off. It was unhinged." And she was like, "Unhinged in a good way?" And I was like, "It was." I didn't have anyone happen planned. Like they just did their own. They really wanted to see like how good I guess I was at just like improvising. I guess the whole night because. I was like, I had all these ideas of like, okay, knowing the group, they'll do this, but just in case, here's this and this. They didn't do fucking any of it. Just bypassed it all. And ways where I'm like, looking at my notes going like, well, don't need that anymore. Well, I don't need that anymore. Three characters who were nobodies, literally three unnamed people, one of the very first bullet points in my notes that ended up taking up 45 minutes of our like recording time. And they had they gained backstories as we went along and names. Like there's a whole, they were not characters. They did not matter. And then they became unreasonably important to this mission. It was so stupid. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to share it. I don't know how it sounded, but no one complained. So.
You're muted.
Kev, you're muted. You're I mean, muted, come man. On.
Sorry.
You're
professional.
Sorry. 12 years of this.
I popped in every couple times, and it sounded fine. It just sounded like a room recording. Like it was, you know.
That's what it was. It was just my laptop mic.
Yeah. I didn't see. Did you guys actually have like a camera at the desk, or were you just showing what was on the screen, like on your board?
No, they just had
me something. What?
They just had the.
Oh, thank you.
The video from
the maps and everything.
Yeah. we're
that was awesome, about... by the way. That was cool to see that stuff in action. I will say that. So, I mean, you guys got something, man. I think you guys should keep doing those streams.
You know, we talked about doing a camera on the fan.
Yeah, because there's not really a good place above the table, so we'd have to like attach one somehow, and then somehow run a cable to the Mac to have a because yeah, you can see the map, but you can't see the figures and where people are moving. So like, there was, I guess, that drawback: people just looking at maps and listening to us bullshit for 3 hours. But I don't know. Anyway, we posted video in the chat. Caleb had just a very tender moment with Daniel's dog for about 5 minutes. It just kept going.
Sex.
What did you say, Jer?
I whispered, sex.
Sex. He did not have sex with the dog, but the dog tried eagerly to have sex with Caleb's leg. Lap. It was very funny. We posted pictures of the dessert that Franca made us.
The baklava that wasn't baklava.
Yeah, they were very adamant that it wasn't baklava, but it was. It is. It's a little different. Like, it's a different recipe, and it's like, okay, there's two things that are different about it, but it is. If you know what baklava is, that's what it is. It was that. Yeah.
Sorry, it was a lot of fun.
It was an Egyptian milk bread, I think, is what she called it. I guess it's the recipe, but we were calling it Franca's milk bread. Was it Franca's Egyptian milk bread? Milky bread.
But it got really gross. Yeah, because Caleb was like, oh, I'd love for you to have Franca's milk bread in your mouth. We were like, oh, no, that sounds
good. And then we started calling it Franklava.
Franca.
So anyways, that was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. It was a good night.
It was an unhinged night. It was fucking, I don't know what I'm going to, I just looking back on it, I was like, people are going to love it. It's RP heavy, and it wasn't meant to be, but it was, and it was very funny.
Sorry. It's my fault.
No, whatever, man. It was great. You kind of came in last night. You seemed like you're a little down, a little bummed. And it was good to see you laughing and smiling and having fun and being obnoxious. I think everyone in the room felt that too. Just the kind of like, okay, this is fun. This is good.
Yeah.
That's it. The table's a good place to be at.
Yeah, it'll bring your spirits up, which is nice. Okay. So that's it for today's show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to be doing Top 5 musicals, whether that be film or stage. And so I look forward to that. I didn't think that I was going to have anything. I was like, I don't watch too many musicals. And then I looked at the what's considered musical, and I went, oh, shit, I've watched a lot of musicals. So
I still have to do my list. I haven't done it yet. So,
well, you've got a full day to figure it out.
You got a full day to figure it out. Yep.
So until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.